This is Fresh Air. I'll talk with John Updike later on the show about his new novel, Rabbit at Rest. Jazz pianist Randy Weston was born in Brooklyn, hung out in New York with Thelonious Monk, and lived in Tangiers in North Africa for 10 years. He's played with modern jazz groups and with Moroccan ensembles. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Weston's music sounds both African and American. Kevin has a review of three new Weston albums.
Randy Weston's set of three new albums, recorded on three consecutive days in Paris last year, is a major event in jazz. Verve Records put out the first two volumes over the summer. They're called Portraits of Duke Ellington and Portraits of Thelonious Monk, and they feature the works of those composers. The last installment, a set of Weston originals called Self-Portraits, comes out this month. The series is part genealogical chart and part roadmap. Weston uses these recordings to identify his musical forebears and to show what he's picked up on his own travels. That's Randy Weston playing Duke Ellington's blues, Sepia Panorama. By interpreting the music of Ellington and Monk, Weston emphasizes how much his piano style has in common with theirs. Like them, Randy Weston hits the keys hard, so the piano strings really ring and their overtones can really sing out. And like them, Weston often pares his lines down to a minimum of notes. Monk and Ellington are Weston's musical father and grandfather, but he's his own man with his own way of doing things. You can hear that when he plays Monk's famous minimal blues, Misterioso. Here's a snippet of how Monk and most everyone else plays it. Randy Weston breaks up that regular pattern. He puts his own rhythmic stamp on the tune to bring out its blues roots. Randy Weston's rhythmic concept is one of the most striking things about his ensemble music. Half the credit goes to the band. His quartet has a very African feel, although only hand drummer Eric Asante hails from Africa. He's from Ghana. Bassist Jamil Nasser and trap drummer Idris Muhammad come from the American South. Lots of jazz pianists demonstrate their understanding that the piano is really a percussion instrument. But Randy Weston is one of the few whose whole band operates like a West African drum choir, with the piano on an equal footing with the other drums. Even the bass has a percussive role. Here's part of Weston's piece for his father, Portrait of Frank Edward Weston. ¶¶ course, American jazz claims West African music as one of its ancestors. But Randy Weston is one of those rare musicians who draws the two so close together in practice, he makes you hear the family resemblance. That's why his portraits sound exotic and familiar at the same time. Their conceptual sweep and their invigorating physicality combine to place these albums not only among Weston's best recordings, but among the best jazz piano sessions of recent years.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. Randy Weston's three new albums are on Verve. This is Fresh Air.